to another episode of Trade Secrets. I'm your host, Jason Tardik. Welcome to the pre-market trading segment, where for less than 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what you can expect in this episode from our guest. I'm going to give you a personal update, some financial news that you got to know, and of course, a giveaway. And why not start with the giveaway? It's the holiday season. And every week during the holiday season, I am giving away gift cards to someone who gives us a 5-star review in Apple and gives us some feedback on what they want to hear, either guests, ideas, suggestions, and of course, giving us 5 stars. So Ray Silhan, if you hear this, you won. Just shoot me an email, tradingsecrets@jasontardik.com, and I will send you the gift card. I love this review. Always enjoy the podcast and diverse set of guests. My favorites are hearing from experts in industries I know nothing about. Would love to hear more from unique guests like untraditional industries of oil and gas, CEOs, luxury travel agents, cattle ranchers, and more. I loved what you just said in that review because actually next week we have a luxury travel agent coming on that books the most exclusive vacations of all time. And that might sound a little nauseating, but the stories are unbelievable. She was actually just featured in the New York Times. And let me tell you, someone who's booking these type of trips at these dollar amounts, she has the ins and outs of trading secrets for all of us. So get prepared for next week. And most importantly, go give us a 5-star review and let us know what type of guests you want on, themes you want us to cover, and things you want us to make sure that we talk about. And we are giving a gift card away. So next intro, I will give a gift card away to any of those who give us a review this week. Now, this week's episode is with the one and only Charlotte Flair. Now, I am sure you have heard of her, one of the most decorated athletes and entertainers in WWE history. Of course, her father, Ric Flair. Woo! But I'll tell you what, this episode gets deep. It's really interesting to hear about her lowest of lows, her highest of highs, the wild turns she's taken, the empowerment she continues to lead. Really fascinating conversation about, you know, anybody that's in WWE, right? You're on stage, you're entertaining, and you're also acting, but the disconnect of what her real personality and authentic self is off and outside of the ring versus in the ring, and how actually connecting those two led to incredible job enhancements and performance. But we talk all things money too, what her relationship with money was at a very young age, how it's changed, what she's doing with her money. And there's one thing that threw me. I couldn't believe that she has to come out of pocket for certain expenses. You'll hear a little bit about that, but this episode, it doesn't matter if you're a fan of WWE or not, you will leave a fan of Charlotte Flair. Now, something you need to know going into this holiday season, we are seeing spending pull back a little bit, which isn't surprising. It's not surprising to me because we're seeing markets at all-time highs, but we're seeing economic indicators that are showing a lot of uncertainty. We haven't seen a disconnect like this in market performance and economic uncertainty in so long. And with that comes gray area. So here's what I want you to do. With your loved ones, set budgets for this holiday season. Say, hey, we're going to buy each other gifts, but like, let's keep it around this dollar amount. And don't forget that sentimental value in a gift can always, always be more appreciated than the actual dollars amount spent. I said it last week, remember, but connection is not built on consumption. And there was a stat that came out today that are saying 42% of Americans have financial secrets. 47% of people say they would break up with someone or get divorced because of financial problems. And nearly 1 in 3 people admit to lying about money to their partner. The other thing that's happening is more than 1 in 10 Americans agree that financial infidelity is worse for a relationship than emotional or physical infidelity. There's a lot happening in this space of gray area with money, and it starts with communication. I do have a book out there called Talk Money to Me. It helps sort through these topics, conversations that you have to have with your loved ones would make a great gift for the holiday season. But most importantly, let's set budgets around holiday spending this year. And a little update from my personal life. I head to New York this week. I have an awesome event with Dell. I have Ryan Serhant coming on the podcast. Excited about that. Next week, we have that luxury travel agent who's just featured in the Times. And you know, there's a whole lot of discourse out there. We talk about that review where they wanted us to have certain industry experts on. a lot of conversation right now about lab-grown diamonds and natural diamonds, and I have an expert coming on the podcast to answer all the questions we need to know as consumers. It's a busy week. It'll be a fun week, actually heading to Remy Bader's holiday party. She's been on the podcast. If you haven't heard that episode, make sure you give it a listen. And for all my people that are big fans of The Curious Canadian, the recap, we are still on dad duty. You know, he just had his second child, so unfortunately, there is no recap this week, but there will be next week. But enough of me. Let's ring in the bell with the one, the only Charlotte Flair. Welcome back to another episode of Trading Secrets. Today, we are joined by one of the biggest names in sports entertainment, WWE superstar Charlotte Flair. 14-time championship reigns and countless main events, Charlotte has redefined what's possible for women in professional wrestling. As the daughter of WWE legend Ric Flair, she was born into one of the most famous families in wrestling, but Charlotte Flair isn't just carrying the Flair legacy. She is the legacy, and she's writing her own chapter as one of the greatest superstars of all time. From headlining WrestleMania 35 to becoming one of the highest paid women in the business, Charlotte has turned athletic talent, brand savvy, and sheer determination into a global empire. Today, we're going to talk about the business of being a WWE superstar. Ashley, stage name Charlotte, thank you so much for being on Trading Secrets.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. You've had quite a career in what's been 13 years now, huh?
It's gone by so fast.
It's pretty wild. Now, yes. On this podcast, I know you've done a lot of podcasts before. Our main focus is career and money. So I think I want to start this interview by going way back to when you were a kid. And I think about when I was a kid, my dad, I remember when he got his big first promotion.
Yes.
And when he got that promotion, we moved into a new house. He wasn't as frugal. I'm like, okay, dad's doing all right.
Yeah.
Now you're growing up in the main era of your father, of course, Ric Flair, 80s and 90s, he's flourishing. You were born in 86, right?
Yes.
So what was it like as a kid to see your dad's fame rise? And then also, did your relationship with money, or did you see any type of money changes in the home just growing up and seeing dad become bigger and bigger year over year?
I think the first time I really noticed, oh, he's doing really well, was when we moved into a bigger house when I was going into the sixth grade. So I loved the house I grew up in from when I was born till sixth grade. But the upgrade to the house, we moved into a neighborhood that had a country club. We lived on the 18th hole. It was a lot more grandiose, you could say. And my mom made home renovations, added a pool, a gym on the side of the house. So I guess you could say in sixth grade, I was like, okay. Like I noticed that. I mentally remember that being a big deal. But I don't know if I associated the home to money. It was just more like, this is my life.
Yeah. Interesting. And what was if you had to define your relationship with money growing up, like how would you define that?
I don't think I ever really thought about it until I had to. And that was when my parents went through a rough patch. Well, really, I think it started when I graduated high school. And then when I graduated college, all throughout college, it was like you go from having anything you want, not anything you want, but like I didn't go without.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. To, oh, like how do you budget on $200 a week in college?
Right.
So it's a big difference. But I think I am who I am today because I went through that.
Yeah, for sure. I remember when I spent $20 on a Saturday night in college, that was like a big night out. You know how things have changed? It's just crazy.
Well, it's not even, it's just being able to say, oh, I'm going out to dinner and not think about how much you're spending or, okay, I have this much money this week in school. Because when I left Appalachian State and I quit my scholarship, and then I was really on my own because I wasn't getting per diem. Yeah. It was like, okay, I can afford this much with groceries for the week. But I almost wonder, or I give props to people who already have that knowledge throughout high school or their parents make them aware of how much things cost or savings. I was just unaware of anything.
Yeah. No, I get that. And it's, I always find it fun to like see someone who's had so much success and kind of rewire the derivative of like kind of where it started and kind of go back there. But when you think about when you transferred, you left your scholarship, volleyball player, I think you graduated, it was 2008, right?
2010 from NC State.
Okay. Yes. NC State. That's when you transferred,
NC State.
Right?
Yes.
And you went to NXT in 2013, right? So there's like a 3-year gap.
Yep.
What did your career look like once you graduated from college before you ended up pursuing professional wrestling?
So when I graduated college, completely lost, moved back to Charlotte, moved into the guy I was with at the time, his mom's house.
Okay.
So we lived there for about 6 months. And while I was like, well, this isn't going to work, but we had no money. Yeah. Like we couldn't, he was figuring out what he was going to do. And we weren't in any situation to afford an apartment or anything. So we lived there. But in the meantime, for those 6 months, maybe not even 6 months, I was able to get a job at a private personal training studio and was able to pick up clients really quickly because I was from Charlotte.
Yeah.
So I knew a lot of people. And then within those 6 months, was able to move out, rent a house. And then I bought a house within those 2.5 years. And then after I bought that townhome, within 6 months was when I went to Tampa, and my childhood home, the home that we moved into in sixth grade, foreclosed. Wow. So my mom and my little brother moved into that home that I had just, my first townhome that I had purchased.
Wow.
So I did really well those 2 years, but I don't think I would have, I don't know. It was all those, like losing the home, not knowing what I was going to do after college. It was all like great learning experiences for today.
Right. I mean, that's what makes you who you are. And those 2 years, things are going well. Like you're
going
moving
really
and
well.
Grooving. You're making some good. How, like as a personal trainer back then, like how much could you make?
I think my first year, I think I made like 55,000. Which to me, I know when you say that, like, but to me, that was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, like I bought my first car. I went from my parents buying me, I had a Land Rover in high school to like, I'm buying a Honda Fit. And this is such a big deal. And I was so proud of my Honda Fit. Like I thought I was driving around like my, what I like want now is a G-Wagon.
Yeah,
so
that's
like, I was so proud of it. I had my, all my animal stickers. Like I had 2 cats, 4 dogs, my NC State sticker.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's, and it's all relative, right?
It
what
is.
What that car meant to you then based on that salary is like the G-Wagon to where you are now.
Yep.
But things are rocking and rolling.
Which I didn't, I think I made less. I made 500. Yeah, I made less when I left personal training and started at
NXT.
NXT.
I was going to ask if you were doing so well and wrestling wasn't even, because I think I've heard you do interviews before where you're like, even as a kid, like I was never like, I'm going to be a wrestler like my dad. What made you say like, let's go give it a run?
Well, I was doing well personal training, but my personal life wasn't doing well.
Okay.
So it was a little bit of that. And then my brother had been living with me on and off for the last 2 years, but he was also in and out of rehab while trying to wrestle and get a job with WWE, but he couldn't because he couldn't pass a drug test. So I really started at NXT in Tampa, or FCW at Tampa, which turned into NXT, due to trying to help my brother get in, thinking he could get on the right path while also kind of escaping my whatever was happening in my personal life to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Just thinking like there has to be more.
Yeah. I think a lot of people use work as a channel, right? And like, that's what a lot of people that have achieved outlying success too. It's like, if you're dealing with a lot, you use it as a channel to then find success elsewhere. You did, right? In 1 year, you went from debuting at NXT to then being the women's champion in 2014. That timeline to me, when I read it, was pretty wild. Is that a pretty fast timeline at NXT?
Well, first I want to say, I don't think I would have made the transition had my clients that I was training not been so supportive and like, you can do this and
like
obviously be there for Reed. But when I started July 2012, Reed died March 2013. Mm-hmm. I think I debuted on NXT like a couple months after that. And I think I won my first title that next year. So I won a title, I think 2 years after starting.
Okay, got it.
There you go.
Okay. So 2 years after.
Which is still great.
I'm not like taking. For behind the scenes of just this career path, what is like a, I saw and I read a little bit about you training. What does the training look like? Do you have, are there tryouts because you're acting? You got to do the mic work. You got to do the branding work. Then you actually got to wrestle. Like, how intensive is it?
Oh, I was not good at any of that. I was an athlete when I started. I think everyone's, well, when you first start, obviously you have to train every day and you're at the performance center and there's a schedule that you have to follow. Now that I am on the main roster, what I do outside of Raw, SmackDown, the PLEs or on my free time is up to me. Okay. Whether that's putting in the time in the gym, whether that's building your own personal brand or trying to work on your personal brand and add to your character. For me, it all blends into one.
Okay. And do, but when like back then when you were doing like your training,
yeah.
Is there, I'm trying to think of like an actor or an anchor or someone in these positions. Is there like the final tryout where like you have to do the final test where like, all right, you're good. You got the go.
To get into the company?
To get into the company.
So that's because of who my dad was.
Yeah.
All he, I mean, he didn't really, it was like, hey, Ashley wants to try this. They reached out to me, but they were very, Triple H was very, how do I say this? He was not shy to say, hey, just because I'm giving you an opportunity doesn't mean I'm going to give your brother an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Because he's like, do you really want to do this? Because he was so close to my dad and he had never heard that I wanted to be a part of WWE or a wrestler. But then when the second step was being connected with the talent recruit at the time, and when he called me and said, hey, we need you to, you know, go to Connecticut for testing and these are, you know, the certain things that you'll need to do before you arrive. But just because we are, you know, giving you this opportunity at the school doesn't mean you're going to make it. Mm. And I was like, oh, you don't like, I took that as like, oh, you don't think I'm gonna make it?
I'll make it.
Like I knew I was an athlete, but the showmanship, the acting, the branding, the like all of that. I mean, I think that's still things that I work on now has taken from when I started in 2012 till now. Cause they don't give you a handbook.
Sure. There's
you have no to figure it out.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
If you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm on a little detox journey right now. And if you are looking to better your health, choose Function. That's why I choose Function, because it's the only health platform out there that gives me data most people will never get and the insights to start actually doing something about it. Inside Function, you get access to test over 160 plus lab tests annually, from hormones to toxins to markers of heart health, inflammation, and stress. What's nice too is for an additional fee, you can also access MRI and chest CT scans, all tracked in one secure place over time. It's a near 360 view to better see what's happening in your body. Gift health this holiday season, not stuff. It's not just a gift. It's peace of mind. So you can own your health for just $365 a year. That's literally a dollar a day. Learn more and join using our link at Trading Secrets by going to functionhealth.com/tradingsecrets or just use gift code TradingSecrets25 for a $25 credit towards your membership.
So you've been to now 14-time championship reigns. You've headlined WrestleMania. I think it was WrestleMania 35.
Yes.
Knowing what you know now, that girl that was like extremely tenacious, but like, I'll prove you
scared
wrong.
Scared of her own shadow.
Wrong. What would you tell her to do the same? What would you tell her to do different in her career?
See, I don't know. I would have said, try to enjoy the journey more. Like I'm enjoying it now. But again, I don't know if I'd be where I am today if I hadn't been as focused as I was. Like I think I missed out on a lot of family time. I missed out on a lot of, you know, whether it was, I don't know, like, oh, going out on a Wednesday night. That wasn't me. It was like, no, I gotta very regimented, go to bed, you know, get your sleep, go to the gyms. But I don't know if I would have changed anything except what I struggled with was being authentic. And now that I'm kind of letting those walls down, the fans are getting to appreciate, not that you, I play a character, but I think they're having more fun seeing Ashley shine through because they know Charlotte's a champion. Mm-hmm. Like they know she's always in the title picture. what I've accomplished, but that's really hard to relate to over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, tell me if you think it's a fair statement, but Charlotte Flair typically is a heel, right? More of a heel, right?
Yes.
And then I would say Ashley, from everything I've seen and read, is the opposite. So how do you remain authentic when you actually have to act as something that's the opposite of what you are?
Being the bad guy came so easy because my dad's Ric Flair. I didn't have a tryout. Everyone loves that word, nepotism.
Yeah.
I'm taller. I'm blonde. I started out on top. So there was nothing to really get behind. Like, I debuted, I win the title, I make history, but then I just continued, which I mean this in a very like humble way, like continued to make history with the girls that I came up with. But over time, like you never saw that character struggle. And I think that was maybe the disconnect, which wasn't a bad thing. Like, again, I love the opportunity that I'm having now and the story that I'm telling. So it's kind of like, do I wish I would have changed a few things? Maybe, but then again, the character Charlotte Flair is synonymous with the title. Yeah. And I do believe like I was one of the best bad guys there was, because like people really did like believe that was me.
Right. Yeah.
And arrogant, egotistical. Yeah. A winner. I mean, to me, it's just like, oh, well, I'm a winner. But like, you know, I get that too.
But
don't hate the player, hate the game.
Exactly. But I could see where that struggle of like, as you're navigating your career and you're stepping more and more into your character, who's like the winner champ who can't be touched, becomes harder to be authentic. And it
but I think
like,
I became more cold and more cold. And it, like the backlash, or whether it was, you know, the fans are brutal, whether they're, hey, why are you talking about the way I look instead of like the way, I mean, but I don't mean that in an, like, I just took it to heart instead of being like, everyone has an opinion. So I just I created this character that just had this wall up that wouldn't let anyone in. I think cause it was like also like protecting Ashley.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there's also like, if people aren't talking, then you're not doing something
that's
right.
True.
I just internalized it, I think, because I am a perfectionist.
Yeah. There is something too. You mentioned that like ageism, that's such a real thing. It seems like in wrestling and especially with women, like you look at just an observation from afar, John Cena is almost 50, right? And no one's really talking about his age, you know, we're similar ages. Right. And, like, and it seems like there's been so much evolution in women's sports and especially the WWE, but that still has to be a battle you deal with, because it's loud. How do you deal with that?
I think doing exactly what I'm doing now, showing up, showing out, looking the part, looking great, telling great stories like I am with my tag team partner, Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
I really stressed about it when I came back at Rumble, but now I think I've been so vocal about it, whether it was in my Players Tribune piece or just saying like, hey, I have no prime. So, and being okay saying that and like standing in my, like, I'm 39. I feel like I'm having some of the best character work in my career, great matches. Who's to say? I just think that the women that I came up with, because there has been so much evolution within the women's division, it's kind of new territory. And I'm honored to be a part of that new territory for women going into their 40s.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
So that's more just, it's just new territory.
Yeah, new territory. I always have an idea of like the direction I want these interviews to go, and then things come up and new things come top of mind. So you mentioned your tag team with Lexi. I'm good friends with Nikki and Bree, so I was in their suite at SummerSlam, and Natty and the Bella Twins were talking about how you just your tag team, they were just going nuts for you. They're cheering for you. And they're talking about how this partnership has like brought in a different storyline for you, a different pairing for you. And I'm wondering, with you and Lexi, has it brought out something in your career, a new side of you haven't seen before, that's maybe changing what you want to do with your career and like the direction you want to go with your character?
Well, I've just been a solo act for so long.
Yeah.
And I don't like to share the spotlight, as my character would say. But Lexi brings out a softness in me.
Yeah.
On screen and off camera. And I think that's what's been so fun, is it doesn't feel like it's effort to do that. It's just natural because I have that bond with her and we started together and I've known her for so long and I've never really been in a position to do that. And no one could have planned this or planned this creative. And I think sometimes the best stories, the best character work, I don't want to use the word best, but things that resonate with the fans are things that are organic. And this just came about just because Lexi was like, hey, what's Charlotte's character doing?
What's more fun, like, as a tag team like this or being like the heel in your individual right?
Once I finish whatever I'm doing with Lexi, which I hope continues to go on. We lost last night in Boston, but whatever this looks like for our future, I hope just all of this opportunity with her and wherever that story goes, when I do get to go back to being like the solo evil queen, that it just means that much more because I had the opportunity to do this.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it. Don't look at like a blueprint. It sounds like you haven't done that at all. Let's rewind back to the early days. What were some of the financial realities of joining WWE when you went from NXT to WWE? And did you kind of feel the pressure that you really had to build your brand in such a large company at an accelerated rate?
So financially, I went from like, I'm personal training. I'm doing this on my own. I bought my Honda Fit to having a constant paycheck. Because when you're personal training, it's like you have to either have clients or you're not making money.
Right.
So that was, you know, having a, you know, that check was coming every week was great. But in terms of branding, because I never thought about it, talked about it, my dad didn't talk about it to me or what it meant to build a brand or like even market yourself. I just started at FCW, like I said, scared of my own shadow, being like, how do I become the best wrestler? That's all I ever thought about, is I want to be the best wrestler and I want to be as good as the men and I want to main event WrestleMania. So as those goals started happening, that's when I was like, okay, what is Charlotte Flair? What does she stand for? And then just in the last like 5 years was I like, oh, there's like a branding aspect to this. So Cena clicks because he's branded himself, Never Give Up, and the t-shirts and the wristbands and the shorts. And oh, that's what branding is there. And then you have Nikki Bella and the Fearless, and she always wears the jersey top. And like, I didn't necessarily think about those things or grasp those things even when I first started in 2015. So that didn't really register to like the last 5 years. And I think even now, being authentic to who I am has helped build whatever the cross brand between Ashley and Charlotte is. I mean, the Charlotte brand was just synonymous with the title and robes. Mm-hmm. But past that, like, what is the depth of Charlotte Flair? And that's what I've been working on. That's why I think this year has been so beneficial and great for me, because it's like, oh, wait, I can be people like me. Like, I can be authentic, and that's what sells.
Yeah.
And working on that brand with that.
I talk a lot about how anyone listening to this podcast, whether you work for a big institution, you're a teacher, you're a nurse, you're an entrepreneur, you have your own brand.
Yep.
And how to like really dig into your brand. A piece of advice I always give is like, anyone who has achieved outlying success has been like, you can define their brand in three words, or you can even name more, like anyone, right? So I always tell people, I'll quickly put them on the spot. I'll be like, what's your brand in three words? 9 out of 10 people really stumble with that because they haven't done that exercise. They haven't really dug within to understand the root of their foundation that differentiates them. Now that you're doing it and again and continue to evolve, like, what would you say your brand is in three words?
Well, like, so a lot of, I think why I'm not saying it's one of probably the reasons, because I was so in my head of, well, there's Ric Flair, there's Charlotte Flair. My dad's brand is so heavily based on his lifestyle and not wanting to come, not like, yes, he's the 16-time world heavyweight champion, the robes, the money, the limousines, the women, like, how do I, you know, continue that legacy, also be the 14-time women's champion? But like, I really am, like, do I love jets? Yes. Do I love limos? Yes. Do I love nice things and fur coats? But like, I don't think that defines Charlotte Flair. When I think of me, I think like a female empowerment, dominant within like the Charlotte Flair brand. Game changing.
Yeah.
Like history making, game changing. It's like in that realm for, you don't say those things when you say Ric Flair.
Yeah, that's true.
But you do, like when you think of Ric Flair, you think of Charlotte Flair. So I've had to really like figure out what that looks like.
I think here's what I'm like hearing. I'm hearing there's a brand for, well, there's of course a brand for
Well, there's
Flair.
The Flairs.
There's the Flairs.
Like the most decorated family of all time in wrestling.
And then there's Charlotte Flair, but then there's also this interesting brand that you, Ashley, have, women's empowerment, leadership.
But that's also, if you think Charlotte too, because she was the first of everything for women.
They're blended, right?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of my point. It's like two in one.
But Charlotte's growing the more authentic I, like more I'm showing myself.
That's interesting.
That's what
so
I'm
the
trying.
The more you're tapping into so Ashley, the more Charlotte's growing.
Yes.
That's
so
interesting.
Anytime, if you, like I think you said, what would you offer advice? Authenticity is what works. My dad is who he is today and has resonated with pop culture because he is who he is. Mm-hmm. Like he does not hold back. He doesn't, you know, oh, can I say this? Can I not? Like, it's just him.
Yeah.
Whereas like for me, I've like tried to be so perfect for so long. When Cena told me after this past WrestleMania, before I finished the Players Tribune, he was like, you don't have to be perfect all the time. So when I brought that authenticity of me to my character over the last year, then Charlotte grew.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Listen up, renters. It's almost 2026, and if you're still paying your rent without Bilt, we can't have that. Bilt is the loyalty program for renters that rewards you for your biggest monthly expense, rent. With Bilt, every rent payment earns you points that can be used towards things like flights, hotels, Lyft rides, Amazon.com purchases, and so much more. And when you pay through Bilt, you unlock access to exclusive benefits from their network of so many merchants, 45,000 plus. Just link your credit cards, spend at your favorite local spots, earn Bilt points on top of your regular card rewards, and then you'll get one step closer to that trip you always wanted. Personally, I redeem my points for what I use them for all the time, flights and hotels, story of my life. It's simple. Paying rent is better with Bilt. Earn rewards and finally get something back for being a renter. Join the loyalty program for renters at joinbilt.com/tradingsecrets. That's joinbilt.com/tradingsecrets. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you.
One thing I wanted to ask you about is that a lot of quarterbacks are defined by their Super Bowls. And
yes,
then in a Super Bowl appearance, it changes the trajectory of their whole brand, the commercials they get, everything. I mean, I can go on and on about how it changes their brand. You, just several years into the WWE, are now headlining WrestleMania 35, headlining the Super Bowl of WWE. What did that do for your brand professionally, financially, just personally? Because it feels to me like headlining.
So I will go back. I would say my match with Natalya, when I won my first title for the NXT, set the trajectory of where I was going.
Okay.
I think headlining WrestleMania was another bullet point. But I think what the work that I am doing this year is going to set me apart again. And whatever that looks like.
I love it. That's really cool.
Because I've been on 8 or 9 WrestleManias, all title matches. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's done that, but that still doesn't, that's great. I'm a great wrestler. Like, what, this year has been so special. And I think this year will pay off in years to come. Even though, like, all I've ever wanted to be is like the champion, the world title picture, Charlotte Flair, the greatest, but like, having this tag team run with Lexi and what I've done with her and the bond on camera, I think will pay off in years to come.
Pretty cool. I know you can only talk so much about this, but we've seen the women's like revolution and evolution at
yes.
WWE. If you had like a state of the union on women's wrestling, it's very easy to see the way the demand has grown and it's just changed so much in the last decade. How would you do like a state of the union of how it's also changed when it comes to just all the moving parts, getting the big PLEs, the pay, just the recognition.
Oh, we don't even think about it anymore. Like it's, we've done it all.
Yeah. And, but that's been a huge change in 10 years, right?
Yes. But I think it started, I always want to credit the women way before us and before us. It's just because every year the women just get more and more opportunities and more time. And not to say they couldn't have done this 20 years ago. They just weren't given the opportunities or the time. So it's just taken this long to get where we are.
Makes a lot of sense. In WWE, there's just been a lot of change. Like, we've seen the Endeavor acquisition now on Netflix.
Yes.
There's more ESPN. There's more global viewers. How has the business of WWE changing impacted just your business as a brand when you think about what you're doing?
Opportunity for more exposure.
Okay.
And having been on USA and Fox has been incredible. But when we went to Netflix, that's a game changer. Mm-hmm. Also streaming versus live television.
Yeah.
ESPN, Fox, different sporting networks. But I think anytime you move, the move to Netflix puts you on a whole different global scale. Yeah. We've always been international, but I don't know what gets bigger than Netflix.
Yeah, I don't
know. I mean...
The eyeballs, it's just the reach. Yeah. It's
unbelievable. To me, it's the opportunity, but also the opportunity of cross promotion. Because with that comes, maybe you could be on a Netflix show. Yeah. There's more opportunity for content within our industry, WWE Unreal, which was a huge game changer for my character when the Unreal episode that I was in just came out from my injury and people getting to see behind the curtain and talk about my injury and what that looked like. And for a character like I've had, for people to see me behind it.
I think a lot of this discussion has been about branding and growth and talking about Ashley versus Charlotte. And I think Unreal, now that you brought it up, the show, which was trending on Netflix number one for so long, and it's doing so well. I feel like that probably breaking that fourth wall down has allowed you to been able to feel more comfortable in merging the two characters.
And what I'm very thankful for is I wasn't necessarily aware, understanding what the project was. I just knew they film everything.
Yeah.
So they were filming me, but I didn't. But even when they were filming me before my surgery, I think I was under anesthesia or still a little loopy. I was so open, but I didn't know what it was for this. So I'm glad I didn't know, or I might have can I say that? Can I not?
Yeah.
Or maybe overthink it when I didn't have an opportunity to overthink it.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah. I thought, going from the press conferences to this situation where Triple H is just hey, this is how we do it. I thought it was
the writer's room.
So cool for the sport. I think it's awesome. And for the entertainment. All right. We're talking about branding and growth. How do sponsorships, media appearances, and then partnerships fit into your overall brand strategy?
Well, I think it's how it fits into WWE and how you can understand how you can utilize these characters and brands and sponsors, understanding the wrestling business as a whole. And I think that's what the last couple of years, you've seen so many collabs due to people being so excited to see WWE, because now with Netflix, you do see more eyeballs and the opportunity to market these characters.
Yeah. When you look at, we've talked about Netflix a little bit now, when you look at your next career steps outside of WWE, do you have any big aspirations that are outside of the wrestling entertainment game?
I have so many. I still want to pursue acting.
Okay.
I love sports, even though I don't know whether it's football, basketball, and probably either football or basketball, doing something within the sports world because I feel at home around competition.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that looks like. I enjoy hosting.
Okay.
But right now I'm so focused. I'm open to all of these, but I'm aware and thinking about them while I'm still actively in it, because I'm very much in it. I still have goals and dreams within WWE.
That's cool.
But now we just have the opportunity, I think, to do both.
Yeah.
So...
cool. That's awesome.
See what that looks like.
Options are great, right?
Options are great.
Especially, it's funny that the things that you want to do are all things that within your job you currently do.
Yes.
Of the things in your current job that you do, you said earlier in this interview that in the beginning, you're like, I couldn't act. I couldn't wrestle. I couldn't do the mic work. Now look at where you are. Which, if you had to put those in order of hardest, the mic work to the acting to the actual wrestling, in those three, what would you say is hardest, easiest of those three?
Oh, for me, the mic work.
Is the one easiest week good, or hardest?
No, the hardest.
Okay.
The easiest, wrestling.
Wow.
The second is the acting, Cause I'm very much like, I know my character in and out.
Yeah.
You have to. So when that bell rings, I can take any emotion I want. Mm-hmm. Cause I like so passionate about what I'm doing in the ring or the character or the story, but it does help when you have a story. And then the mic work, 1 week good, 1 week bad. It's not bad, but it could be better.
Especially when you're live. It's a whole different ball
game. Yeah, live is a whole different ball game.
One stutter, one up, your mind goes blank and you got to shift to be quick on your toes. One thing I think you've talked about it, a lot of wrestlers have, is just like how, you know, of course there's a element of this that's produced in entertainment, but there's a very real element. You guys talked about it on Unreal.
Very
like
real.
You get the shit kicked out of you. Like, excuse my language. But was there ever an injury that you faced during the tenure of your career that you're like, you know what? I might go into acting. I'm done with this. I might take a break from this.
There like was when never I hurt my knee, the only thing I could think about was when I tore my ACL was, oh, how am I going to come back better? Because this is not how I'm going out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I never thought, no, I'm good. Just going home. Nope.
I'm impressed. Cause it's it's tough. You guys are, it feels at least from
my
the show.
My poor teeth.
Like, yeah. I was going to say.
Like, please.
Please give me
please.
A breather.
But you're so used to it though.
Yeah, sure.
Like I broke my pinky nail. My poor pinky.
Yeah.
I broke it. It came off last, just to let you know.
It'll be sorry. Back. Let the team know.
I don't know.
Okay. Another thing I want to ask you about is you guys travel a lot. Based on where you travel, there's going to be different expectations. One of the places you guys have been was Saudi Arabia. So I was just curious from a woman's perspective, just like, how was that experience? I mean, the attire
I think it's
different.
Great.
Yeah. I mean,
the
but
female
like, what
representation.
A yeah.
Just, I mean, that alone, the fact that we get to go there, the opportunity and kids seeing female representation
amazing.
There. Yeah.
It's amazing. And it aligns with everything that you're doing, Ashley. Now we do talk money on the podcast, so I got to get some money and strategy. What do you think of your entire career has been one of your best financial moves you've made?
Oh, easy. My first paycheck.
Okay.
From the main roster was in 2015. Okay. I gave it to my financial planner.
No, the first check.
The first check.
Can you share how much that was or can you not share that?
I think it was like $13,000.
That's unbelievable. And do you carry a similar mantra since then? Like, do you always invest?
Same woman. Always.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
I'm proud to say I am one of the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. So if you are a hiring manager or you are a company, you own a company and you are looking to hire, I'm telling you the place to go is through Indeed. If you need a new editor, a EA, a PA, someone in sales, marketing, operations, whatever it might be, Indeed is the place to go. Plus with Indeed sponsored jobs, you only pay for the results. There are none of these monthly subscriptions, long-term contracts, retainers, just a boost whenever you literally need to find quality talent fast. People are finding quality hires on Indeed right now. In this minute that I've just been talking to you, companies like yours made 27 hires on Indeed. That's according to Indeed data worldwide. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to help get your job the premier status it deserves at indeed.com/secrets. Just go to indeed.com/secrets right now and support our show by saying you heard about us right here. You heard about Indeed on this podcast, Trading Secrets, indeed.com/secrets. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, do it the right way. Do it with Indeed.
When you think about preparing for your future after wrestling, are there any like tips or tricks you do for either investing or putting money elsewhere?
So my assistant and I, well, he does my hair, my makeup. He does a lot of things, styles me. He had me listen to this female on her podcast and I have an FU number that I'd like to go to. So if I just get to that number in a couple years, that if I just wanted to walk away, I could.
Can you share the FU number?
No.
All right. Well,
I can't share
everything.
I wouldn't
do my job if I didn't ask.
No, but it's like, what do you feel comfortable with that? Okay. If you get to this, you could live off this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like, I was like, oh, maybe I'll just hang out. He's like, no, I like to work.
Yeah.
I like to be doing things, but if I needed, Yeah, an FU number. Like, okay, if I don't want to do anything and just live off this number.
That's the number. We all need an FU number. Stay tuned to the recap. David and I will talk about what our FU numbers are. So more to come. What is one thing that you overspend on? You know you overspend on, but unless you go broke, you're like, nope, this is something I'm going to continue to spend on. It's my thing. Like, I know it might not be the smartest, but I got to spend on this.
What?
I was going to say my wrestling gear.
Wait, Uber Eats is my answer. That's hilarious.
What the heck?
I don't run Uber Eats so much.
My wrestling gear. Stuff too, so you go. My wrestling gear.
Really?
But then at the same time, that is what has, like, I'm not saying I am my gear, but like this is another thing with branding. Sometimes you have to put in more than that, not more than you have, but you have to invest in yourself. For me, I know the fans know that I invest in the character. Mm. So I get that investment back. So all these years, I really do spend a lot on my gears and my robes and picking the designers I work with, but I know it's going to come back. Plus I've only sold like 3, and it's because 2 were asked to be bought.
Oh, you've actually sold. Oh, well, interesting.
Well, to be signed for, that. Yeah. I will get them back. I keep all of them and the gears.
And then you make them and you buy them.
Yes.
Wow.
Where a guy just has to put on a pair of trunks.
Yeah. It's an investment in your brand.
It's an investment, but it's like.
I think it's an investment in your brand.
Dad, why did you give me such an expensive?
This is Dad's fault.
This is your fault, Dad. But I add peacock feathers or like my robes are my own style. When I first started, my very first robe, I think it was like $6,000 or maybe $5,000.
Yeah.
For WrestleMania 32, it was blue. It was appliques from his robe that he retired when he wrestled Shawn at the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. So they've obviously developed and changed over time. And I cannot wait for everyone to see what I'm wearing for War Games.
Okay.
It's completely different.
Stay tuned. You know it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one.
All right. There's so many people, I feel like within the wrestling community, the legends stay in the game and they also offer a lot of advice. You look at like Triple H leading the company, and even in the Unreal documentary, you see the advice he gives people and it seems so sound and motivational and inspirational. What is some of the best career advice you've got from a legend in the WWE universe that's kind of shaped your career? Someone like the podcast is called Trading Secrets, right? Career and Money Navigation. I'm wondering who's given you a trading secret within the career realm that's like, I'm not going to forget that quote. I'm not going to forget that tip.
In terms of business?
Yeah, just in your career.
There's a couple of guys, like a few of the guy wrestlers that have given me a lot of help with like wrestling psychology and things like that. But
I've never heard that term.
Like what makes a good baby face? What makes a good bad guy? And like sometimes those lines are blurred. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I don't know. I mean, if anything, my dad's always just said, you have to know who you are or the business will eat you alive. Hmm. Or when you walk, you know, out of Gorilla and onto the ramp, that first like 5 seconds, if you don't believe in yourself, the fans aren't going to believe in you. And at the end of the day, like if it wasn't for the fans, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah. One last question I got for you is there's a lot of people, we get a lot of people writing in about their careers and a lot of people deal with like performance anxiety or panic attacks and things like that. So I'm always curious when I get to interview people on really big stages in your career, has there ever been a moment where you had a panic attack where you fully forgot what you were supposed to do and had to recover from it? Has anxiety ever played into performance?
And if there was one match early on, a big pay-per-view, and I was forgetting in the match and that never happened. And I don't know if the pressure got to me, but I do know that ever since that match, it never happened again. Mm.
When you say forgetting.
Like I was forgetting, like you usually have a lot of the match laid out.
Yeah.
And during the match, I was like blanking. And I don't know, like I got through it and a lot of people couldn't tell, but the match didn't pick up till like I calmed down. Probably halfway through it. So had that first half, had that not happened, but that was like my second year, but I just didn't like that feeling. But the other issue is it takes time. Like now I can go out there and like be in the moment. Like I can look at the little girl during, like someone could be beating me up and I could be down and I can see the little girl's face and wink at her and like be in the moment or be in the emotions or feel all aspects of the match. When I first started, it was just like, I have to memorize this and I'm not feeling it. I'm not listening to the crowd. And if they're booing, I'm not doing this or cheering. Like it's very much an experience thing.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the moment.
If you're dealing with hair issues like thinning or shedding, but feel totally stuck on where to go next and what to try next, trust me, I get it. I've been there. There are so many products out there, and it's hard to know which ones are actually going to do anything. That's exactly why I gave Nutrafol a closer look. It's not just hype. It's physician formulated, clinically tested, and even recommended by dermatologists. I use it and my mom uses it. I mean, go check out her Instagram. Her flow is absolutely incredible. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1.5 million people. You could feel great about what you're putting into your body since Nutrafol hair growth supplements are backed by peer-reviewed studies and NSF content certified, which is the gold standard in third-party certification for supplements. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically is tested for final formulations to ensure their efficacy using a variety of hair measurement tools. So see thicker, stronger, faster, growing hair with less shedding in literally just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code TradingSecrets. Just go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code TradingSecrets. Find out why Nutrafol is the best-selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Trading Secrets. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Trading Secrets.
It also seems like, obviously, Dancing with the Stars is big right now, right? It feels like in a moment like that, you are dancing with another
partner.
That's
one of my goals.
Right? So yeah. Like, oh, to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. I was going to ask you.
Just because it seems so, like, if I had to do reality TV or anything, it'd be Dancing with the Stars.
Would there be any other show or would that be it?
For right now, that's like, I really want to do it.
Because I love competition. Too. Like, are you a dancer by trade? Can you dance?
Why are they laughing
at you?
Excuse me?
Now you got to go prove them wrong like you proved Triple H wrong early on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can dance after like a glass of Prosecco.
That's all you need.
I took dance when I was little.
Stage. Yeah.
I love competition and I love learning.
Yeah.
I took a salsa class that Nikki set up for me.
Then you
thought it was great.
Yeah. I think you could do it. All right. There you go.
If they don't stop laughing, I'm going to win the whole thing. I'm just saying it's 11:11. I'm saying it now.
This is it right here today. And when they do, you'll have the mirror ball. They're going to have to owe you something. You have to make a bet here. Something's going to happen.
Brian, I have rhythm.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you have to have rhythm to be like, you're kind of dancing in the ring.
No, you do not. Have you seen?
Okay,
no,
you don't. That's true. Okay. No. Guess not. No. All right. Anything else behind the scenes? I know my wrestling fans would want to know, is there anything behind the scenes that maybe we wouldn't know as viewers that would be kind of interesting to know, whether it's either locker room dynamics or maybe rituals before a match or after a match? Is anything interesting?
Someone found this so interesting, but we all wear Hooters tights.
Wait, no way.
Yeah. And they're $6 or $7 a pair and they rip every time. Because they've just been like a staple. So I literally have to walk into Hooters sometimes and give the girls at the bar 20 and be like, are the tights in the bathroom?
That's unbelievable. That's a good trading secret. And then I do have a random question. Do you know who the green guy is? Well, there's a guy that shows up at every pay-per-view match.
Oh, yeah. I saw
him. You know who that guy is?
I mean, I don't know.
But I was just curious, like, how much, like, the superstars are aware of some of those fan things.
Oh, we are. We're very aware.
Okay, so you're aware.
Very
aware.
Especially if they're booing you or cheering you.
Yeah, you're like, oh, green guy.
Oh, this guy.
Okay, gotcha. I love it. All right. Last question I got. Again, it's just a personal question. You get hit in the face with a chair or you're breaking a table. We break tables at Buffalo Bills tailgates, but we're idiots and that hurts. We don't do it the right way. Is it pretty painful? Like, give me a 1 through 10 when you get hit by a chair, jump through a table. Give me a 1 through 10 pain level.
Or if they don't break,
that's the problem, right?
Actually, they all feel different, but the Becky did a leg drop off the top of the ladder onto my ovaries.
Oh.
On the commentary for Evolution. That had to have been, I couldn't, no, was it? No, I'm sorry, it wasn't Evolution. Yeah. It was TLC.
Okay.
Me, Asuka, me versus Asuka versus Becky. I couldn't breathe.
It was that bad.
I could not, I was like, I couldn't catch my breath. No. It was just like how she lived. She didn't mean to or anything like that, but yeah. That's probably been the worst bump okay. I have ever taken.
Gotcha. So a leg drop to the ovaries will take to over the any ovaries. Table, any chair to the face, any day.
That's no, I just meant it was with. Like my lower.
Yeah.
But like, that's oh brutal. Gosh.
It'll knock the wind right out of you. Well, Charlotte, Ashley, thank you so much for being on Trading Secrets. So cool to learn about your career, the ins and outs, the branding from start to beginning and where you're going next. So thank you for being on here, but you got to wrap with the trading secret. So it's, it could be something you live by, piece of advice you'd give to others, but it can only be specific to you. They can't learn it from a textbook or a TikTok tutorial or a professor, just your experience that you've gone through.
You get what you give.
Mm.
And... anything that you want in life, you really do have to work for it. And it has to be true to you. Like, I don't feel like I'm working. Mm. WWE doesn't feel like a job to me. It's passion. Like, I'm passionate about it. So really love what you do.
Yeah.
I think that's the key to success in life is I really love what I do. Like, I don't dread. Like, the flying sucks, like you said, the morning, the flight. Like, the travel is the hardest part of what I do, but if that's the hardest part of what I do, I'll take it any day.
Wild. The WWE superstar saying the travel's the hardest part. That I didn't expect.
Well, I'm not on PJs, but we can pretend.
That's true. I love it. I always like to share what I think my trading secret was. I think one thing, obviously there's so much discipline with what you do and how you do it, but it seems like you always are continuing to be the best version of yourself and you're not afraid to reinvent yourself at any time, whether it's being a personal trainer, NXT, WWE, even now. It's like you don't look back at all at yesterday. You're so focused on today and tomorrow. And I think that's how you get to where you're at. So that's the trading secret I think I learned from you. So I appreciate you being on Trading Secrets. And then where can everyone find everything you have going on?
Instagram, Charlotte WWE. Okay. Twitter, Miss Charlotte WWE, MS Charlotte. Yeah.
Okay. And TikTok, right?
Ernest. I'm not, that's my goal for 2026.
Okay.
Work on my TikTok.
Work on
I don't
TikTok.
Even know my TikTok handle.
Miss Charlotte Flair.
And is that what it is?
You got 487,000 followers.
I
on
really
there,
appreciate
so you got,
that.
You got some good momentum when you
yes,
decide
I got some momentum.
Get it going. All right, Charlotte Flair, Ashley, thank you for being on this episode of Trading Secrets.
Thank you so much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.